Are you ready to launch or relaunch your art career? Hi, and welcome to episode number 2 of Behind the Canvas. I'm your host, Roxanne Feist, where we talk about real life as a working artist and things that will help you turn pro. Today, I'm going to share with you a free guide that I created just for you that's available on my website, creativetempo.com. Just simply by subscribing, you can instantly download this action plan, and it goes through all of the basic steps to show you exactly how to begin an art career or to reignite you if you're trying to relaunch your career after time away, or you're just, you know, not in the groove and you want to kind of spark up a new direction. It's called the Quick Start Artist Action Plan. And it goes over simple action steps that you can take today to launch or relaunch your career. Now, if you break it out into 3 basic areas, it makes it so much easier. First, you put it in a thinking pile, everything that you need to think about, and from focusing and beginning your career all the way to a portfolio and then showing in a gallery. Next, you're going to go through each of those areas that you've thought about, and you're going to start working on them and tweaking them, refining them, and calling out the details that you don't want to have so you can be really clear on what you're going to do moving forward. The next part is the really fun part, and that's when you actually start doing something, where you actually start taking action. So you lay out everything that you've gone through and refined through your working section, and you create a list of what you're going to start doing and when, and you can break it out into small, easy steps and actually start checking them off. So let's go through this together, shall we? Now, don't get overwhelmed. Remember, you can download this easy guide. You don't have to remember everything that we're talking about, but it's really handy if you grab a piece of paper and a pen or pencil and take some notes. So the first one is focus. That's really straightforward, and you know this. So you have to really be clear on where you want to go in your art. Are you going to focus on illustration? Are you going to focus on jewelry? Are you focusing on sculpture? What media? There are so many different areas that you can do in each of those careers, and what product, what you're going to use, what materials you're going to use. So you really need to get clear on basic supplies and workspace that you'll need to actually carry out the work that you decide to do. Next, you're going to evaluate where your skill sets are. You need to know and understand and be real. Do you really know exactly what you're doing? Are you skilled in your tool use? Do you understand the safety requirements for the materials that you're going to use? Do you have a space that's going to be clear? And do you have ventilation if you need that for safety reasons? Are you naturally talented in one area? Do you need to go take a workshop? You need to be confident in your basic skills, and then you can work from there. Number 3 is your workspace. So do you have a spot to create? You need to pick that spot and make it sacred. Create everything that you need to do, whether it's a table, a certain light, a certain size area, stuff on the floor because you're going to be a complete mess. You need to make sure that that's ready to go, so you don't even have to think about it when you have a creative moment. You can just get right to work and actually make that happen. Is there any special equipment also that you need to produce your art? Do you need something to hold your jewelry pieces? Do you need a special brush or a blowtorch like I use in my encaustic work? What are you going to need? The next one that you need to think about is your schedule. You really need to plot consistent days and times that you'll dedicate to creating your art. If you don't get it on your calendar, it won't happen. And one of the basic things that kept me from work a long time was that I just wasn't disciplined. And I would think about it and I would kind of work a little here and there. And then weeks or months would go by and it's like nothing was finished. So when I started taking a weekly class with a neighbor, is when I got discipline in the pattern of once a week creating art, once a week creating art. And that's where I started from. And then pretty soon it was a few times a week, and then it was every day. And then it was like an insatiable need that I just had to create. And that was my main thing. So you have to start somewhere, get it scheduled and consistent. And then it's like an engine. You could just start flowing with it. So it may seem hard right now where you're at, but if you get started, I promise you that it will get easier if you just keep it going. Next, you need to think about your budget. And again, you need to really be real. I know it's walking into an art supply store, you can get really overwhelmed and your basket is overflowing, but you've got to be able to pay for that stuff. And it's great if you can pay cash, but you need to really determine your art-related expenses. And this should be a lot easier if you've gone through those first steps of figuring out what you're actually going to focus on, what you're going to create, and then the workshop and workspace areas where you know exactly what tools you need. So you should be able to write those out on the list, do your research to figure out how much those things that you don't have are going to cost and when you can get them. Figure out your budget for beginning to set up your workspace. Then you're going to focus on the income. How much do you want to make? How much do you need to make? You can start often as a small side hobby for your art. But if you have a desire for it to be your primary source of income, you really need to be diligent about deciding how much that is going to take for you to supply your income for you, for your family, for all of your living expenses, and then break that down into how much art you can make, how many pieces you can create, and how much that those need to cost or what price you're putting on those. And that's an easy way to kind of figure out what exactly you have going forward. This will also help you in the future when you're reviewing your prices for your work, then you can match it with your financial plan and make sure that everything is in line and adjust them where needed. Then you'll go into your portfolio. What art do you have already? If you have zero, that's fine. You just need to begin and create that first piece. Wherever you're at, you need to really take a look at your portfolio. And if you've already got things photographed or you've got images scanned, or you need to connect with a photographer, you know exactly where you're at and you're going to start to identify each piece and get an image of that so you can create a portfolio. Once you have your portfolio in place, whether it's 5 images, 10 images, or more, then you can create a duplicate portfolio in another format. It's always an important idea to, if you have photographs, to create a CD from those, create a PDF compilation of those, something that you can hand out like a postcard or a tear sheet. Once you've got your portfolio in digital format, then it's super easy to update or create a website from that. If you don't have a website currently, there are so many free ways that you can begin, from sites like Etsy and Squarespace, WordPress, even to do a blog, Big Cartel or Shopify. There are so many shopping cart integrated sites now that you can just simply do a search and just choose the best plan for you. Once you have your online site created, then you'll need to consider sharing it. So it's a fact that if you're not sharing your work or connecting with people, you probably won't sell it. So whether it's offline in a gallery or a space that you're showing something in person, or whether it's online, you need to get out and connect that online space as well. So social media sites like the Twitter and Snapchat and Facebook, YouTube, Tumblr, Instagram, and Pinterest, all of those great things that suck up time or can be used strategically. You need to decide, pick a focus that you're going to do and get a plan in place so that you can share those strategically. What do I mean by strategically? Simply, you decide if you're going to use Instagram and Twitter, for example, and then you make a plan. How many times a day are you going to send that out? What images are you going to use? What quotes and what tweets are you going to use? Get it all in order so that it's not something that you're thinking about while you're actually online, because that can really eat up your time when you're deciding and doing at the same moment. So decide first, get it in a plan, and then schedule time to actually go online and put that plan in place. You'll be able to be much more efficient and clear when you actually are sharing online. Another consideration that you need to be aware of is your connected branding. Making sure that your banners for each of the social media sites look like you. Are they the same colors? Is it your same style? Do you have an image that's exactly the same of your artwork? Do you have a certain font and type style that you like? So all of that should be seamless so that every time someone is on a different platform, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or Tumblr, that it looks like you, and you start to get recognized that, oh, that's that great jeweler I love, or whatever your media is. So if you need help doing that, find a designer. If you can do it yourself, use your Photoshop, or go to sites like canva.com, and I'll put that in the show notes as well if you haven't heard of that. Wonderful site for creating your own banners for Facebook and Twitter and more. If you haven't set up a Facebook page yet, a business page for your work, then that's an important thing to do as well. It's separate from your personal account where you share personal pictures, and it's focused completely on your business. You can have a banner, you can have your link right to your art page on your website, and put all the important details, communications, create your own little campaign, write what you're doing today, what new pieces you have out, and share other artists' work, all kinds of things that will be focused and related to your business. That's where you can start getting likes on your page and creating more of a business profile. Another area where you can connect online are artist forums. You can be focused on a general artist conversation or by media or style, and this is a great way to connect. The last area that we'll talk about today is your daily planner. So if you don't have a daily planner that you use, it's really a good idea to get into the habit of planning out so that you can review each evening or at the end of each week and mix in all of your art-related activities into your personal activities so it becomes real. So if you don't have a planner, grab one or get something on your wall in a space where you can actually see what's going on throughout your week and know where you can fit in your work or when you need to call back clients or when you need to create. Plan your timeline beginning with 1 month. Go out then for even a quarter, for 90 days, for the full year, and then into the future as some bigger goals that you want to talk about. This is a good habit to get into as well if you're considering doing art shows and festivals. A lot of the shows have deadlines for applications that are many months out from when the show actually takes place. So there has been so many times when artist friends have just missed a complete deadline and a show they really wanted to do, and there's nothing that they can do about it. It's gone. The opportunity for that year to be involved in the show and sell work is gone. So you don't want that to happen to you. Get a calendar, put the dates on when show applications are in, give yourself a cushion, schedule 2 weeks out, a month out of when that actual deadline is so that you're not stressed and rushing around and submitting something that doesn't fully represent your quality. You made it. We've just reviewed the Artist Guide to Action, and that covers the basics of creating an art business, and that is just the beginning. Over at creativetempo.com, I go more in detail into each subject, so if you need more information, just head on over there, and I've got courses that I'm creating as well that you can get some hands-on, and you can also contact me and go to the Work With Me section, and if you need just a chat, it's a free hello call. You can just get in touch with me and we can just go over a quick Q&A, whatever your specific questions are. Or if you need help further, I've got ways to do that too. If you enjoy the show Behind the Canvas, please consider leaving a review on iTunes, subscribing, and sharing with your friends. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week.